In a unanimous ruling released on Tuesday, the Supreme Court decided in favor of landowners seeking to challenge Army Corps of Engineers' wetland determinations. The decision upholds a ruling from the Eighth Circuit Court. That court ruled that peat mining companies could sue the Corps over Clean Water Act jurisdictional determinations finding wetlands on their property. The Corps claimed that determination was only their opinion and shouldn't be subject to legal challenge. The court ruled that a landowner can now challenge a wetland designation earlier in the process, which agriculture groups say will save producers time and money. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the ruling will ultimately be good for agriculture.
This decision is a huge victory for cattle producers across the country because what it does is it allows producers to sue the EPA upon their first action, which is that jurisdictional determination. Before this case came forward, if you wanted to try to make changes to your land, you would ultimately have to go and apply for a Section 404 permit and have it either approved or denied before you could ever sue as to whether or not it was actually a water of the United States. So the good thing is this will prevent cattle producers from having to spend all of the money and all the time going through that entire process before they have the opportunity to actually question whether or not the designation is correct.
NCBA and the American Farm Bureau Federation filed a friend of the court brief in the case. They were joined by the American Petroleum Institute, the Associated General Contractors of America, the National Association of Manufacturers, and the National Mining Association. But Woodall says this ruling will also be helpful to some outside of agriculture.
I think it's anybody who is in the land management or land use business. It's a lot like the coalition that we have built to fight the Waters of the United States rule. It's anybody who has to worry about making changes to the landscape and whether or not a feature on their land would be considered a water of the United States and whether or not they would have to go to the Corps of Engineers to get the Section 404 Clean Water Act permit. So this really does have far-reaching implications, not only for those of us in agriculture, but in industry, forestry, counties, home builders, etc.
Moving forward, Woodall says this bodes well for NCBA's fight against the Obama administration's Waters of the U.S. rule.
I think it gives us a lot of optimism that we can be successful in having the courts strike down the Waters of the United States rule. I think that is something that we really glean from this decision, that the court is taking a very balanced view of these actions and truly is they're making decisions based on a little bit of common sense, which is nice to see in Washington, D.C.
Ultimately, Woodall says complete repeal of OTIS will take action through the courts or a new president willing to sign legislation that would repeal the rule. NCBA and other organizations are currently challenging OTIS in court. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.